Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. Our episode today is titled Winter Wellness, and we'll be hearing from three guests about their experiences supporting students and staff with resources for mental health and overall wellness. Today's episode is hosted by myself, Connelly Williams, Human Resources Officer.
My name is Daphne Fisk. My job title is the Employee Benefits Supervisor, and my preferred pronouns are she, her, and I have worked with HSD for almost 7 years now.
Thank you. So Daphne, you oversee our Employee Benefits Department and are an expert on programs that we have as employees of HSD. What are some of the great resources that we have to support employee wellness that you feel may be utilized or people aren't aware of them? And can you also share how people learn more about their wellness benefits or the EAP?
Yes, absolutely. There are so many great resources available. So my goal is to help get this information out there, make sure people have access to the information that they are taking advantage of these resources. The biggest resource right now is through our EAP program, which is Employee Assistance Program. And HSD offers this free to every employee, regardless of your employment status classification. So even if you're less than part-time, you can take advantage of these benefits, which I think is amazing. And it's also open to family members. So just some of the bullet point highlight benefits that you can get from an EAP program. There's confidential therapy sessions, so you can have up to 8 free sessions, and that's for relationship and family issues, stress, anxiety, common challenges, things like that. There is a 24-hour crisis help for those experiencing crisis. Online peer support groups for like addiction recovery, anxiety, depression, frontline workers, grief and loss, parenting. There is a TESS AI chatbot that is for emotional support. So it does like check-ins and just wellness boosts. So that's kind of exciting. There's also financial help. So you have access to 30-day financial coach and legal services. It also comes with one free 30-minute consultation. And then if you decide to retain a lawyer or a mediator, then it's a 25% discount off of their hourly rate. You can do online legal forms, like you can create, say, print, wills, contracts, leases, child and parenting services, adult and elder care services. So if you're looking for information on transportation and meals, activities, daytime care for elderly, they can help you with that. There's also webinars and trainings with industry experts that they do every month. There's also a whole section of support for just supervisors. So there's a lot of benefits wrapped up in just this EAP program.
Wow.
So it's kind of a lot.
Well, it's very impressive. And I feel like one thing that I was reflecting on is that we have a lot of folks that work in our district that are considered the sandwich generation. And so we're responsible for taking and raising our children and family, but then we're also responsible for supporting our parents. And so just all of that information is going to be super helpful for folks to have access to. So thank you for sharing that. My second question for you is, can you share a success story about providing resources to teams or individuals around wellness and health benefits?
Shortly after I came into this department, I was just at that point becoming more familiar with this particular EAP program. And I got a phone call from a frantic employee and really upset, really anxious, and they were looking for crisis support for their child. And so whatever was going on in that moment was an emergency situation. So I directed them to the 24-hour crisis support resources. And my first response was just to, I got their cell phone and I texted them the number. Because when you're living in that high anxiety, stressful moment, trying to Google and search and try to figure out where that information, where you can find it. You know, somewhere you heard in the back of your mind that there's this program is available. I was like, nope, I just texted the number. All they had to do is click on that number and they're immediately connected with the support group. And then I followed up with an email with like more detailed information about other resources. And then I had time to look and see where, you know, were they enrolled in the MOTA or the Kaiser and kind of what I could do to kind of redirect some additional support for them after they were out of that immediate crisis.
Hearing that. And also thank you for bringing your heart to your work. That's really great to know that people can reach out and be supported by you.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ruben Garcia Puga, and my preferred pronouns are he, him, his. And my job title is Student Support Wellness Counselor. I have worked for HSD for about 9 years now, seven in my current role of Student Support Wellness Counselor.
Wonderful. So as a wellness counselor at Century High School, could you describe some of the support you provide students?
So I'd say that I really exist in, you know, just three main domains. Social, emotional, mental wellness. And so what that looks like is a lot of student one-on-one check-ins. And so sometimes it's more crisis support, you know, just being that kind, caring adult that just helps them get through that difficult time. Just, you know, connecting with the parent and making parent aware of maybe what they may be going through, you know, referring them to community resources. I also facilitate wellness support groups. And so that's a lot of mental health, psychoeducation, and coping skill development. And so we touch on, you know, self-care, stress and anxiety, mindfulness, coping strategies. I also provide a lot of some tier one supports, and so that is Aaron's Law and Addie's Act, where I, you know, teach students, we touch on subjects like healthy relationships, what does that look like, what does that feel like, the importance of consent, and you know, finding their voice around, you know, their boundaries, you know, personal boundaries, and that being honored and respected. Addie's is more suicide prevention, you know, just trying to destigmatize the mental health, teaching students a little bit more about the signs, the warning signs of when someone may be struggling, and giving them the, you know, the confidence to connect with their peers and be a support to their peers. And then I also do some drug and alcohol intervention services. And so we have a program called Teen Intervene. So students can really become more informed about this, you know, alcohol and substances that are a part of their lives. Why students, you know, use, sometimes it's social, sometimes it's coping, you know. And so sometimes it's more, the work is more harm reduction, lessening the use. And then connecting them to higher levels of care when students and families feel like, you know, they want that additional support. I do a lot of other things, but those are just a few.
Well, that sounds very comprehensive and such an important role for our students to have an adult. And having known you for as long as I have, just to see the care that you provide, that's really powerful. I appreciate you sharing that. My final question for you is, how do you take care of your own health and wellness during the year?
So the work is definitely can feel monumentous, you know, and overwhelming at times. And so, you know, just taking care of one's health and wellness is super important. I am grateful for, you know, the team that surrounds me, the people that can identify when I need help and support. And so, they kind of initiate that a little bit in supporting me, but also, yes, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a you know, sign of strength, and we all need it. And so, just relying on my team is something that I do quite a bit. my family as well is a big support. My wife Miriam's a wellness counselor as well at South Meadows, and so we support each other, you know, quite a bit. I'm so grateful for that. Our daughter as well is a big joy in our life, and definitely just gives us a lot of joy and a lot of peace and a lot of just, you know, comfort and, you know, all the things. So physical fitness for sure. I'm a big sport person. You know, tennis, you know, I've coached tennis the last 6 years as well. And so that's also very important to me as well.
I think the thing that really resonates with me as you've been sharing is like you've been able to put words to feelings. Like, I think that's not something that we've had in our construct of growing up, and being able to do that for kids and being able to give them language to the things that they're feeling and being able to create space for them to process. That's so powerful. And I'm just excited that you're serving in this role and that we have these wellness counselor roles in our district to help our students.
Hi, I'm Jenny Carey. I'm the Mental and Behavioral Health Coordinator. My pronouns are she, her, and I've worked for HSD since 2016.
So Jenny, can you give us an overview of the work that you're doing as this is a new position with our district?
Yeah, it's evolving. Every day I learn something new, but so far it is the coordination of our school-based mental health programming, our school comprehensive school counseling, suicide prevention, intervention, and postvention plan and implementation. We have also a wonderful substance use team that I oversee, and some of the work that we're doing in prevention and intervention for our students struggling with substance use and abuse. And starting to learn more about the violence and bullying prevention as well.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. What is a program or resource that HSD offers to staff, students, and their families that makes you proud? And then my follow-up question to that is, what is something new you hope to bring to the district for supporting staff and your students with their overall wellness?
It's impossible to think of one thing that makes me proud. I think that the collaboration between cooperating teams is the thing I'm proudest. To see school counselors and student support and wellness counselors and administrators all coming together to really like rally behind what students need and come up with creative solutions when we know that there are barriers for students in school to be successful. That I'm most proudest of. So the, you know, the collaboration happening is huge. I will say that in the unique landscape of mental health, following coming back from, you know, CDL and the home days, the creative problem solving at the secondary level with our student support and wellness counselors has been really amazing to see, to just see the increasing needs around youth mental health and just how much people are learning and adapting to being able to meet those needs and identify those students that need support. One of the partnerships we're able to be working toward is with PSU and Latino Network. It's a partnership grant where we're going to be training a behavioral health workforce of social workers that hopefully will, one, be able to support our students in the meantime. Right now, in our schools, having more folks there to be on site identifying students who have needs and supporting them. And then also that these folks that we train in our schools would then be filling vacancies in our community of mental health providers, of which there's very a huge shortage. So I'm really excited about that opportunity to work with our partners to train really great, solid mental health staff that can support our students and then be available to our Hillsborough community as a well-trained behavioral health workforce.
Thank you for joining us for this episode about winter wellness. We hope that something stuck out to you in today's discussion and that you learned something new about the work people are doing around HSD. And the resources available in our community, both inside and out. These winter months can be more challenging for some, and we wish you all good health and wellness. Next month's episode will be highlighting staff experiences and achievements with creating hope in the workplace. We are excited to bring you their stories, and we hope you tune in next month.